This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username LRN.FM with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
Will. And Mark.
So we've talked a lot about the kind of the latest news around the shooter, the alleged shooter in Vegas who is now dead, was shot ostensibly by his own doing, by his own gun, on late Sunday night, as dozens and dozens of people were slaughtered, approximately 58 people dead, over 500 injured at this insane mass killing, which is the largest mass killing, if you factor out all the government mass killings from the list, in American history. You can, of course, bring up whatever you want. We ended up finding out that the shooter was on some kind of diazepam, a.k.a. Valium, which apparently some people and some studies have shown can actually increase aggression if people who are already aggressive start taking it. And so maybe that's a factor here. Now, one of the big question marks, as I understand it, is the girlfriend who was apparently sent away during this thing, off to the Philippines or something like that.
As I understand it, yeah.
And she's apparently now back, and I imagine the police are having a lot of questions for her.
I bet. I would I'd have an attorney.
No doubt. Let's go to your calls, though. We have James on the line in New Jersey. He said in the last, the very end of the last segment, we took his call, and James, you told us you have autism, and you were calling to ask us our opinion about autism. I don't honestly know a whole lot about it. I know that it's sort of a word that has been used, I feel like, more in recent times. Is it, is this something that has, it's always been around, obviously, but it's only been diagnosed in the last 20 years, or have I just started paying attention in the last, decade? It seems like it's been thrown around a lot in the last decade of my life relating to children and having this. I don't know if I'm asking the right person, James, but, tell us what you know about autism.
Well, I know sometimes it could be a very, very scary thing, because I'm 17 and I just found out that I have autism. But I just think it's terrifying. I think it's just one big bad dream, and I wish I never had it.
Now, how do you find this out at age 17? What was it that, led to that happening?
We were at the hospital, and the doctor mentioned something about autism, and I was like, what is that? And my mom told me about it, so that's how I found out.
So did the doctor diagnose you with autism, or you just felt like you fit the criteria?
He diagnosed me.
Okay.
What brought you there in the first place?
Clinic.
A clinic?
Yeah, I'm a heart transplant recipient.
Wow.
And, I was born with dilated cardiomyopathy.
Wow.
And how do you end up in the hospital for a heart transplant, and then they find out you have autism? I mean, it's a mental thing, right? It's not necessarily, I don't know a whole lot about it, so please correct me if I'm wrong on this, but it's not like they can just take your blood and say, oh, you've got autism.
Exactly, yeah. They ask you a bunch of questions, and it's on like a paper-written test for you.
So they just figured, oh, we've got a teenager here, we should give him an autism test?
Yeah.
Is it the sort of thing, so I took some bubbled in tests when I was a teenager and for like personality and that sort of thing. My answers changed into adulthood.
Yeah.
Is this the sort of thing that perhaps with, I don't know, socialization or something like that, it might actually go away? Or maybe you don't sound like, you don't sound particularly strange to me, so I'm just wondering.
No, they said it would never go away. They said I'd have it for the rest of my life, which I actually believe because I do things that an autism kid would do.
Like what?
I have to have things organized, and I have to have everything clean or I start having a panic attack.
How clean are we talking about here?
Like, vacuum every day, polish everything, used window cleaning.
Now, didn't they used to call that obsessive compulsive disorder?
OCD. Yeah.
So
there's a difference, though. Like
so some people can be obsessive compulsive but not autistic?
They said that it could be both.
Well, here you go, ladies. This is the perfect guy for you.
I got to say, I mean, he's communicating just fine here. So, like, he's obviously, did they call you, consider you high-functioning autistic? I've seen that terminology.
They call me hyper sometimes.
It would seem to me that, you know, if your biggest problem is that you clean too much, I mean, that, I would not call that a disability. I wouldn't call
Unless your hands are getting destroyed by the cleansers.
Good point. Yeah,
at the very least, you have a clean house.
Yeah, I guess.
You're not a hoarder.
I can tell you, if I knew somebody who was that clean, I'd hire him to clean the LRN studios.
Move him in as a roommate.
James, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you sharing your story. I appreciate that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Is that something they do in hospitals? Like, oh, you brought a teenager in. Let's test him for autism?
I don't know.
Maybe I've got kids. I've never had them try to do that with me.
Maybe they just fired the janitor. They were trying to get the floor cleaned.
Yeah, I mean, I guess now that he's gone, I have more questions. Like, well, you know, are you on pills for this? And you know, if so, why? I mean, do you want to take a pill that's going to make you more dirty? I mean, I get it. You know, if you've
well, OCD isn't a walk in the park, okay?
Okay, yeah.
You know, I mean,
where you're like closing and opening the locks 10 times after you
know,
walk inside.
He said that you know it has to be clean, or he has a panic attack.
Okay.
So you know, there's that constant sort of looming fear of whatever it is that dirty houses bring. I'm not entire. Whatever it is, I've got it. I can assure you.
I'd love to turn him loose on that house we had to clean out 2 weeks ago because my God, it was horrifying.
He'd never leave. Yeah,
he'd still be there cleaning. If I had no life, I would be.
Yeah.
If I had no life, I'd still be there cleaning.
So anyway, Asperger's syndrome, autism, if you want to comment on that, you're certainly welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Now, Mark, in the occasionally throughout this show, we've dug a little bit into the story that you brought in from The Intercept, written by some guy who is alleging that there's a white privilege involved in the way that the ostensible shooter in Vegas has been treated in the media.
Yeah,
the idea?
I think that there's an underlying truth to what the author here says. His name is, real quick, Sean King. Yeah, Sean King. There's an underlying truth to what Sean King says. So if this... if the shooter had been named Muhammad Abdullah, whatever,
Tawfiq.
Whatever it might be, Smith, whatever the Muslim version of Smith is,
then ISIS would have claimed responsibility, which they did already for this guy, but everyone would have believed it.
Right. So, I mean, like, if you would have heard the guy's name was Muhammad, what would you have thought about this particular shooting, right?
I would have thought he's a crazy man just like anybody else.
I would have thought that it was ideologically motivated. Whether or not it's what I would call real Islam or what Will would call real Islam or whatever, that's you know, beside the point. I would have presumed that he made you know his decisions based on that. Now, I think that the underlying truth is that. So that is sort of a true statement. The rest of it, sort of, white people have it so good because they're not presumed to be terrorists when they shoot a bunch of people. Well, I mean...
Timothy McVeigh was considered to be a terrorist.
Timothy McVeigh was considered to be a terrorist because he was a conservative with an ideological goal. Mm-hmm. As opposed to just somebody who was taken was prescribed benzos and went bananas because of it.
Yeah, but you have to remember, like, Sean King is a part of a movement that their bread and butter is redefining words to fit their agenda. Mm-hmm. Like, racism means white person in their book. So, I mean, if he's redefining the word, well, that's kind of the way that they live and conduct their activism is
but we have to shine a light
redefine words.
Yeah, I have to shine a light on that and show people that, look, we'll call white people terrorists. I'll call a white person a terrorist happily if the ideological bend is there. Now, you know, I didn't know that the shooter in Orlando was on mood enhancers because, you know, facts slide out of my brain after they're, you know, a month old or whatever it might be.
Sounds like you need a prescription.
Yeah, well, that's what I need. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. have you... have you called Pfizer. We have a pill for you.
I bet they do.
All right, we're going to continue here. Is there more to this Sean guy worth sharing?
Yeah, there's a little bit here that I'd like to read.
All right, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And you're invited to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE .com.
It's 859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He is not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE .com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us right here. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we do have Skype as well. So feel free to Skype on in and join us at Skype username lrn.fm. Whether you want to talk about the shooter, or the alleged shooter, or whatever you want to call him, or whatever's on your mind. You can do that. And a statement has been released from his girlfriend in the Philippines, Marilu Danley. We can tell you what she has to say here in moments. But, Mark, you wanted to share more from this opinion piece over at The Intercept that we've been sort of nibbling at throughout the show here tonight. I do want to let you know about freetalklive.com, where you can go and get interactive in a variety of different ways, including our forum. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Gene the Christian Anarchist is one of the newest forum members over there at forum.freetalklive.com. So we're actually seeing kind of a rebuilding to some extent of all of some of the original Free Talk Live forum members.
There are some, yeah.
So Jay is there, or Boner Joe is there, and Gene the Christian Anarchist, WTFK. So some of the old school have arisen again and rejoined the forum, and everybody seems to be having a good time over there. So check it out. It's free. All you have to do is post a brief introduction, and that's the way we keep the spammers out. So spammers can't get past the brief introduction requirement. They don't have what it takes.
They've got to talk about sunglasses. That's really just important.
They just can't avoid talking about the thing they
and ways to get off-brand Viagra.
Yeah. Or they just promote. They just put in some really generic sounding thing that's obviously not.
Yes.
They didn't read the instructions. So it's basically a spam-free forum at this point, which is pretty sweet. So check it out at forum.freetalklive.com. And we continue here. Mark, so what else did you want to share from this Intercept piece?
Yeah, so
the shooter.
The author goes on here and says, I spoke to two people this morning, one black, the other Muslim. Both of them said that when they heard about this awful shooting in Las Vegas, they immediately began hoping that the shooter was not black or Muslim. Why? Because they knew that the blowback on all African Americans or Muslims would be fierce if the shooter hailed from one of those two communities. And I would say that it probably didn't change anything for those communities, which is to say,
we were still blamed. I mean, it's not like, what's his name? Wayne Allen Root. No, not him. The
David
other
Duke.
No. The one that ran with Wayne Allen Root, like the
Bob Barr.
Yes, went like he was on Twitter talking about like it's the Muslims and I know it.
Wow,
and, you know, like immediately the right, but it was the same thing. See, this is what happens when a terrorist attack happens. The left immediately starts yelling right wing white guy,
and gun control.
I mean, and the right immediately starts yelling Muslims and immigrant and immigration control. Again, we're back to the whole, like, yeah, but when it's a white liberal, everybody starts, oh, wait, what? He's got a mental disorder.
I think it's fair to point this out, that if we're going to play, what is this called, identity politics, right?
Yes.
And before we get into it, I'd like to say, I believe that people should be judged based on their actions. That you shouldn't be judging them based on, appearance, gender, and all these other things.
Oh, you mean like Martin Luther King said years and years ago, but now the people who claim his memory and to be carrying his torch totally reject, and now everything in life boils down to skin color. Because that's what the new activist mantra is that everything should be judged based on skin color, particularly non-people of color. If you're white, everything you do should be based on the color of your skin. It's literally like the racism of the old days, only completely, well,
turned
the same, just turned on its head. And it's not reverse racism, because reverse racism is a myth. There's no such thing as reverse racism. There is racism. You're black and you're racist against white people.
Mm-hmm.
You're white and you're racist against black people. There is no, like, it's not reversed, it's just racism.
Well, I think that there's sort of these underlying opinions that lie out there, and I'm willing to concede that much. And I will judge a person, for instance, if a 100-pound woman wants to be a firefighter. Immediately, I'm going to start saying, I got questions. You know, but...
Well, you're still talking about the individual there.
Right, but you're talking about an individual. I care about individuals. What no one will say here is that the foregone conclusion of this shooter before anyone asked any questions was that it was male. That no one even says. It's not even asking a question.
It's a fair presumption, because how many of the mass shooters ever have been female?
Well, right. None of them. Very, very few. I can't think of any mass shooter.
San Bernardino. One of the shooters was supposed
one of the,
to have been
one was true. A woman, but true, one's. I presume that everybody believes that her husband or
right. How many of the killings were her doing versus his?
Right, and right. So here we have a situation where the vast majority of killings are done by a male,
mm-hmm.
and people believe it's going to be a male in the future. What is that but sexism?
I don't think that's sexism. That's
yes,
just looking
is.
At the evidence and
nope.
saying
by
this is
the
what
definition,
happens.
It is judging. It is judging based on gender and making a quick rush to judgment of every situation based on gender.
If the feminists come out and say that males should be eliminated because they are more likely to commit mass murders and wars and you know all the things that they do, and this is a line of thinking within certain feminist communities, certainly not all of them by any stretch of the imagination. But that you know, it is self-evident that males are more violent than females, and it's a hard point to argue. So therefore, we should make presumptions based on that.
I would say that's a hard point to argue. Most of the problem is that violence committed by females is not reported most times. So like if you're a
yeah, but they're not mass shooting. They might be whacking their husband with a frying pan, but they're not mass shooting.
True.
Now, maybe they whack their kids with a frying pan, and that's why I grew up to be a mass shooter. I can't really speak to that. But, you know, nonetheless, the fact of the matter is that sexism is so deeply ingrained in our society when it comes to violence that it isn't, that you know, people won't even argue it.
Well, I mean, in the case of domestic violence, women are frequently the participants, the
doers. I'm not talking about domestic violence. I'm talking about mass shooting.
I understand that, but I'm giving you an example of where, you know, whatever it is, ingrained about women not being violent. There's plenty of violent women out there. They just generally don't rise to the level of mass shooting kind of violence. And according to dictionary.com, Mark, sexism is discrimination on the basis of sex. So when you're talking about a, you know, presumption about a mass shooter based on the evidence of all past mass shooters, that's not really the same kind of discrimination as like, oh, well, we're not going to give you a job or we're not going to rent a house to you.
All the police officers before the first female police officer were male police officers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
At some point, there may be a female mass shooter out there, but I wouldn't call that sexism because we're not talking about denying somebody something because of their gender. That's generally what
you're just presuming.
Making hasty generalizations based on gender.
If
which is
the guy's name was Mohammed, you and I, maybe not you, the vast majority of people would have presumed this was an ideologically motivated, and including me myself, would have presumed this was an ideologically motivated killing, and that the guy was some kind of Islamic extremist. Right?
Well, you shouldn't presume. You know what happens when you presume.
You're right most of the time. Like, I'm going to go ahead and say the next mass shooter is probably going to be male.
All right, so more coming up here.
I'm right most of the time.
You can join us and take control of the airwaves. If we get a chance, we'll share with you what the girlfriend of the alleged shooter in Vegas had to say in a release sent. Apparently she issued the statement after returning from the Philippines and being questioned by the FBI. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And is it sexist, as Marcus and Will are saying, to just simply say that mass shooters have been male, and so they probably will continue to be?
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you trust our economy?
How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're inviting you to join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. In the studio, joining you tonight here in our beautiful Keene, New Hampshire studios, you've got Ian,
Will,
and Mark.
And we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Also, if you are listening to Free Talk Live online via podcast and you're using something like iTunes or Stitcher, and there's a way to rate Free Talk Live, and you haven't done that yet, then please take a moment and leave us a rating. Be honest, of course, you know, with how you feel about it. Leave us if there's a star rating, leave us a star rating.
If you honestly don't like the show, perhaps there's better things you can do with your time than rate the show.
There you go. And if you want to say something and they let you type something in, please go ahead and type in a little review. We sure do appreciate it, and your ratings and reviews help propagate Free Talk Live in theory. I mean, we don't know how their systems work, but presumably those shows that are getting ratings and getting reviews are likely to be promoted over those that aren't. So take a moment, do that next time you're in your podcasting client there, and we certainly appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Tom is in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hi, gentlemen. Hey. I first wanted to ask Will if his commitment to the Muslim faith diminishes any of his white card privilege.
actually depends on who you talk to. Like if you're dealing with liberals, seriously, I've actually had this happen.
It happens all the time.
It happens to me all the time. Yeah. If I'm in conservative and libertarian circles, the fact that I'm Muslim outweighs the fact that I'm white. That's just I'm seen as
you're a traitor.
I'm seen as a Muslim. Mm-hmm. Whereas if in left wing circles, the fact that I'm Muslim means nothing. Like, I'm white, and I'm the whitest white that white ever was. And I actually am, I'm not allowed to practice my religion because I'm white. So if I do a good deed, like, say, there was a guy who gave an anti-Muslim speech in New York back in June. He had a heart attack while he was giving that speech. I thought, what a great way to teach a good lesson about how Islam views magnanimity toward your enemies. So I decided, let me raise $10,000 to help pay his hospital bills. Hmm. And was immediately attacked by Sean King and Linda Sarsour and that whole group. Called me a Nazi, a white supremacist.
Because you were trying to help.
I was enabling whiteness. Well, what ended up happening was some of the money, I didn't get to raise very much money because they came after me with all barrels and labeled me a Nazi and basically derailed our fundraiser. That money went to open a mosque, though. Why? Because the circus that the left-wing people created made it to where the guy who was supposed to receive the money didn't even want it.
Wow.
And it validated his view that Muslims are only allowed to do good things for other Muslims. But the positive is that there were other people in his group that saw it and they were touched by it. Mm. And I actually have like a $10 donation. I mean, it's not much, but a person who was helping organize an anti-Muslim event 2 months ago donated $10 to open a mosque. That's a pretty big thing. And it came from That's the cool. fact that I was like, look, you know, this guy, it doesn't matter if he's my enemy, he needs my help. And Salah ad-Din, Abdul Qadir al-Jazari, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, there are tons of examples throughout history of people doing bad things to Muslims and Muslims reacting by doing good things in return because they were sick or because they had been hurt. And I was trying to do
Muhammad
that.
Muhammad taught?
It's something not only that he taught, but something that he did.
He acted.
Yeah. Acted. He didn't just talk about it. And that's what I wanted to do. Instead of talking about what Islam teaches and how Islam is not what these haters say it is, I decided to go out and actually do it with action. And because I wanted to put action to my words, I'm a Nazi.
But that was the lefties that were saying that. How do the Muslims treat you?
No, the Muslim scholars defended me and were called names like coon and Nazi by the liberal Muslim cadre. So, like, your big-name liberal Muslim activists that everybody knows their name were all calling me a Nazi and, like, called the dogs out. And then when the scholars of our religion came out and were like, this is wrong for you to treat this brother like this, he's doing what Islam says, They were like, I have a degree in women's studies. You have 30 years of study of Islam. I'm more qualified than you, coon. Wow. Go sit down. And they literally started using racial epithets against black. These are race activists, anti-racism activists, using racial epithets against black imams because the black imams were like, the religion says this. This
right.
brother is doing the right thing. So they attacked him.
That answer your question, Tom?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I said it kind of tongue-in-cheek, and I'm fascinated by the answer, and thank you, Will, for going into such in-depth explanation to a question that was, like I said tongue-in-cheek. But really, these days, you know, these are actual real issues that I think we're going to have to talk about. I'm going to forego what I actually was going to speak about and ask Will, since what he's saying is so intriguing, this. I understand that in the Muslim faith, by age 10, when kids basically can read pretty well, they're expected to memorize the verses, right? The surahs and the Quran?
Well, I don't know about expected. It's
that was classic. That's something that
all Muslims are expected to memorize
right.
as much as they possibly can.
But back in the day, when it was an oral tradition, if I may interject here, based on what little study I've done, and I've done some, in the original days, you know, the Quran wasn't written. It was an oral tradition. It was, you know, supposedly given to Muhammad orally, you know, by God, and then he related orally to, you know, the people who were following him, and they related orally. And so I think it was like by age 6 at that time that the children were expected to know the entire thing, but I could be wrong about that. No?
No. Okay.
But they were expected to know the whole thing back in the day.
Also, no.
No?
Okay. That was something some parents sent their kids to become hafiz, which are people who have memorized the entire Quran. Now, there were a lot more hafiz back in the day, but there was no requirement that, that you become a hafiz. As a matter of fact, Imam Shafi'i, who was the father of the Shafi'i Madhab, had memorized the entire Quran by age six, and that is like it's talked about like it's some major
feat
that he had done so. So that it's like this unusual thing.
But it makes sense that there was more of it back in the day. Because
basically,
you couldn't write things down.
It's just like in Christian tradition, you know, you go to Sunday school and you memorize a few Bible verses, and then you come back the next Sunday school and you recite those Bible verses.
Christians aren't reciting it five times a day, which, of course, is going to commit it to memory much better.
Exactly.
And on the heels of what I just said, let me ask you this, and this is where I think a lot of people get their concerns. Like, Ian, I've done some cursory study of the religion. Some things do concern me, like, for instance, in the Quran, one of the surahs, I think 190-something, talks about slaying the unbelievers.
191.
Find them. Muslims must not take the infidels as friends ever. Any religion other than Islam is not acceptable.
Okay, so you're going through a bunch of sort of the typical...
191, that's really simple. Go to verse 190 and start there instead of starting at 191. It'll totally, like...
What are you going to see?
Well, 190 says that there's been a treaty that was broken by violence from the Quraysh. And in response to that violence that was committed against you, then starts 191 talks about go out, find them, slay them wherever you find them, that sort of thing. So, but
now,
it starts off with...
No, wait a minute. Does that counter Muhammad's other prescription that people not attack an attacker once the attacker has turned and fled?
Well, no, we're talking about actual, like... This is what's happening.
In a state of war.
We are in a state of war.
It's happening right now, is what you're saying.
But even in a state of war, if someone on the battlefield, literally on the battlefield in battle, says, I don't want to fight anymore, and offers you peace, you are required by Islam to take them from the battlefield, find them a place of protection before you can return to the fight.
Well, I get that, but like within Shire Church and Christianity, you know, the Quran keeps coming back with things that take what you're citing as legitimate mitigating circumstances and verses, and then it'll tell you further on in the Quran to terrorize and behead those who believe anything other than the Quran. I mean,
okay,
Quran doesn't say
that.
That
is an incorrect paraphrase of that verse.
Hold on, Tom. We'll bring you back here. Tom's fired up. He's got some things he believes about the Quran, and you have done a lot of studying on this here, Will, probably more so than any of us combined, and then some. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynavite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0150. 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free to join us right here in these remaining moments. We've got enough time for you. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Well, maybe. Actually, our phone's pretty loaded up. So if you don't get in tonight, then we always have another show tomorrow night. It's really been a busy show tonight for a weekday show, so I appreciate everybody's participation. Lots of really useful information was added here tonight from folks living out in the Nevada, Vegas area, people who've worked in casinos. We really got some good information from some folks with some expertise much beyond those of us behind the microphones, and that's, I think, when Free Talk Live is at its best. When
agreed.
We got large participation here. It's helpful.
Show that relies on participation.
Yep. So we'll continue with your calls and thoughts. Tom in Baltimore had called in here tonight. It's Ian and Mark, and Will Coley is with us from Muslims for Liberty, muslims4liberty.org. I did mention the beginning of the show, and now's a good time for it, so we're going to get back into Tom's thoughts here in a moment. But I did mention that you're engaging in a fundraiser right now for a mosque that is in process of being built. There's still some, the cleanup efforts are pretty much done at this point in this house that was previously being rented by just some tenants, and the place was basically trashed, so there was a lot of cleanup going on there, some repairs. The repairs were still kind of in that phase of this
put
operation.
Some ceilings down, and
well, they didn't tear them down, but
no, we
they had,
yeah, we they had needed them to be torn down. Yeah. Yeah, we had them torn down, and then
there's some other issues, apparently a structural issue. So we got a little more on our plate than we initially had expected to find here, and the fundraiser has gone up slightly as a result of some of that. But about a week and a half ago, I think it was not this past Sunday, but the previous one, I announced that I was going to, on behalf of the Shire Free Church, announce matching funds to help you raise $11,000 that you were targeting to raise to do this launch and to get everything taken care of, get the carpets, get the sign out front, get everything that you'd originally envisioned for this thing, and the fundraising had kind of stalled, as sometimes these things happen. Like, you know, you get the initial blast out there, you get the initial response, the initial shares, and then it just sort of peters off. This has been my experience with doing some fundraising. And so I thought, you know, one way to really kind of rekindle this fundraising flame would be to offer matching contributions, which you did not have in the beginning of the fundraiser. So you raised just over about $5,000, not including the Bitcoin, right? Not including the Bitcoin? Or was including the Bitcoin?
No, not including the Bitcoin.
So you raised several thousand dollars if you don't include the Bitcoin that you raised, because there was like one guy in Pakistan that gave like a whole Bitcoin. Thank goodness. But for the launchgood.com/Malik Center, which is where you can go to contribute to this, it was just over $5,000. We announced that we're going to do the matching contributions from the Shire Free Church, which is also contributing the property.
Actually, some of the that $5,000 from the Launch Good is other donations that came from other sources besides Launch Good, like local Muslims giving cash. There was an elderly lady who was going to give money to a mosque in Saudi Arabia.
There was a guy that showed up during the matching fundraiser with $1,000 cash, and he's not a Muslim.
Yeah, he just walked up and said, hey, a friend of mine told me to give you this donation. Here you go. And then just turned around and got back in his car and drove away.
and so that got matched. And when we started doing the matching contributions, I think we were at like 93, 94 contributors, meaning that was the total amount of people that had given over $5,000 thus far. We're now at over $7,760, $7,763. And 129 people have given. So we've increased the number of contributors.
And how do people go to give?
Launchgood.com/Malik Center, M-A-L-I-C-C-E-N-T-E-R, Malik Center.
How about you put match.freetalklive.com and forward it to that?
I could. Yeah, I could do that.
I mean, because I can spell match. I can't spell Malik.
Malik can be, it can be tricky. That's a good idea. I'll make a note, Mark.
I'm no scholar, but I know that match includes a T.
So, anyway... I'll get to that. It'll probably have to be after the show. So if you're listening live, you can go to that later on. But anyway, what I was going to say is just by offering the matching contributions, we've increased the number of contributors by like 33%. And the actual number of contributions, we're almost to the goal now.
Yeah.
Like if you take the about $2,500 that's been raised, you double that, we're at just about I think $10,300 or so. So basically, we can raise another $300-ish over at launchgood.com/Malik Center, that'll be doubled. We'll hit the $11,000 goal. Now you've expanded the goal to $15,000 based on some things that have changed in the plans, and so the fundraiser's gonna continue. The matching ends at $11,000, but please don't let that stop you from contributing. I think this is a great vision. I think
we're also trying right now, as far as I know, as a Muslim House of Worship, we've raised more in Bitcoin than any other Muslim House of Worship in the world. There was another one in Europe that raised about $3,000 in Bitcoin a few years ago.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
They're probably doing pretty good considering how much Bitcoin was worth.
For real, right?
3 years ago.
But
you're the first in the U.S. to do anything like that, right?
Well, the first in the U.S., and if we can get about a half a Bitcoin more in contributions, we'll actually be the first mosque in the world to open with half of our opening funds being cryptocurrencies.
That's
something that I would really like to be able to say about our house of worship, is that we're the first to...
Built on cryptocurrency.
Built on rejecting the money of the war machine.
Right.
Of putting our money where our mouth is. And not only are we saying, we should stop bombing Muslim countries and I don't think I should have to contribute to it, we are actually actively attempting to not contribute to it by using cryptocurrencies and not using the banker's money.
The cryptocurrency links, the QR codes are up on the fundraiser page, so people that want to do crypto contributions can go to launchgood.com/Malik Center. As we go back to Tom in Baltimore. Now, Tom, you've been bringing up some objections, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, you and Will had time to talk about this. You brought up some objections.
I'm going to be considerate to the other callers, so let me just close with this. Please don't mistake.
I think Will wanted to address at least one of the things that you'd brought up. I mean, if you don't mind.
I don't want to be mistaken for being fired up in terms of being antagonistic. I think it's great in that you have Will on. I hope he's back one again, because these conversations...
He lives here now. He's going to be back.
But they can do nothing but help, and I hope we have more.
No, I agree, and that's why I think it's really great to have him here, which is why I said if Will had just come to me with this idea of opening a mosque, I would have been in favor of it as part of the Shire Free Church and our mission to foster peace. But it's much more than that. You're building an interfaith community center, and I think that's pretty cool. But, Tom, trot out one of those, you know, misunderstandings, or what I consider to be large misunderstandings.
The verse that he's referring to as far as, like, terrorize and cut the heads of the non-believers and all that kind of stuff is from chapter 47, verse 4. But there were people who actually were at that. It's discussing the Battle of Badr Well, which is a specific historic event in Islamic history. And someone who was actually at Badr Well, he has a statement recorded. His name is Arabi al-Anas, who's actually a particularly well-known Sahaba, who's a companion of Muhammad. And he says that, discussing this verse, says, in the aftermath of the Battle of Badr, the people were able to recognize whomever the angels had killed from among our enemy by the wounds on their necks, their fingers, and toes. So basically what happens is most people read the Quran in the way that they read the Bible. They pick a verse, and then they pick a verse, and then they pick a verse, and they cram it all together and go, look, the book is trying to tell you something. Instead of reading it like you read a book, where you start at the beginning of a chapter and you read it till the end of the chapter. Mm-hmm. The chapter specifically explains that verse, in the verse previous to it, is discussing angels. That angels came down from heaven to help the Muslims in their fight at Badr Well, and that the angels were commanded to fight in this specific way. To strike at the back of the neck, the hands, and the feet. And that you could always tell, according to the witnesses who were at the battle, those members of the invading army, that were killed by the angels because they had the wounds that are discussed in the Quran, because God told angels to do that, not man. Does that make sense to you, Tom?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, of course, as we come up to the end of the show, it's definitely a start where we can start having maybe some better understanding among people who listen and have these questions. And, let me just say this in closing. You know, I really believe that there are governments and spiritual principalities that are pitting people against one another and blinding them from truth where they could actually get along and at the same time preserve their own religions and cultures.
Well, if you're interested in learning more, you can always listen to my show. I also have a show here on LRN on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. It's called The Cult of Freedom. And we regularly have big-name, well-known Muslim scholars from all over the world on the show to discuss issues, everything from the initiation of violence to how government should function or not function, to taxation and whether or not income taxes are permissible. And it's like we cover tons of subject matter, and I'd love for you to listen in.
It'd be easier if you had a podcast up over at MuslimsForLiberty.org, but you don't yet, and hopefully that'll be one of the steps that you'll get to after this whole mosque thing gets wrapped up. All right, thanks, Tom, for the call. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online. In the meantime, check out launchgood.com/Malik Center to contribute. See you tomorrow.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.